I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Not really. My parents never loved me. We never went on vacation anywhere. Actually, I take it back. I think I went to Washington, D.C. once. And I think I went to somewhere in Florida. I don't remember. That's how like little I was.
How old were you when you first saw the beach?
Define beach. No, like the ocean or a beach?
Like the ocean.
Teenage years?
Okay. I was just curious.
But it's okay. This is not meant to be a sad, sad Joe moment. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring the room down. This is an interesting thing, and it got me thinking. Summer is almost here, and road trips are on there. This is the top travel bucket list. According to a new survey, they asked Americans for the places and things on their travel bucket list here in the good old U.S. of A. In no particular order, I'll go through some of these. If you guys want to, you know, spit anything out, you're like, guys, you got to go check it out. Once again, in the U.S.
Yeah.
I'll give Hawaii the connection in Alaska, but don't be like, well, I went to Canada one time.
I'll be really good at helping pick this list because I've been to 38 of the 50 states.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Like driving through or like actually staying? Or just going in the airport?
Because
I don't think that counts.
I agree. Airport visits, I've never really been to Vegas.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
And I don't think driving through counts unless you stop at like a like one of their tourist things.
Well, that's
tourist attractions.
I mean, I would say driven through is probably half the ones I've been to.
That doesn't, well, okay.
Well, see, I don't know if that counts.
I mean, yeah, technically you've been there, but I'm talking tourist spots. I've flown to LA before. On the way there, I had to stop in Vegas. I didn't go see Vegas.
Right, I don't count that as a stop either.
I drove through, like, Mississippi before, but I've never, like, stopped in Mississippi and have seen anything that Mississippi has to offer.
Okay.
All right. Now that we've totally deflated Porkchop's number, it's good to have a lower number in most cases. Here are some of the top ones. Have you guys ever seen the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it good or is just a big hole in the ground?
I thought it was kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right. I've never seen that. Wow. Okay. 0-1 for Joe. Visit Yellowstone National Park.
That sounds
really cool.
No.
I'm afraid a bear would eat me, though, because I would like break the food violations and like the bear would come into my car or a tent and just eat me, too.
I just want to sit in one of those heated mud puddles.
Ew. Like a hot spring?
Hot spring.
Yeah.
There's more than mud in there, but okay. I've done this, and I think, honestly, it sounds terrible. Kind of lame. You guys ever seen Niagara Falls?
No.
I wish
to. No, too. I haven't. Done
I think
that.
It's overrated. It's like a big waterfall. Whee!
I forget about it.
I know, me too.
Go to Las Vegas. I've never really
no.
went. I've like traveled through, but I've never spent a day in Vegas.
Driven through.
We need to go take a road trip with some Joe and Alex Show listeners. Well, fly. I'm not driving anywhere. And go to Vegas. How cool would that be?
I want to go to Vegas so bad. And my boyfriend's family has been to Vegas like a billion times. And they're always shocked that I haven't been. So I'm like really hoping
would you guys
that they
go,
take me
like,
soon.
Gamble? Would you want to go see like some shows? Because there's a lot of big artists do residencies. Would you want to do that?
Probably
or
just
poolside?
Shows and clubs.
I would
like the poolside clubs.
Yeah, I definitely want to go to like a pool party with the DJ in Vegas.
I don't care about gambling at all.
I like gambling, but I'm an addict. Like within 20 minutes, I lose my whole life savings in Vegas.
Jeez.
Should
avoid that.
Just being honest, to me, it's a good thing. See Mount Rushmore. My grandma brags about it. I'm like, it's cool, but it's like, it's a rock. Like,
funny story, I used to think that Mount Rushmore was one of like the seven wonders of the world. Like I used to think that it wasn't man-made. Like I thought it was like a miracle. Like
that
it wasn't
is hilarious.
Man-made.
There were just faces in the rocks.
Yeah, and they happened to like be our presidents.
Some other ones, go to Redwood National Park, kind of the same idea like Yellowstone.
I would go there.
No, I would love to go. Is that the one, by the way, where they have like the giant trees? They're
yes,
huge.
In California. Oh.
Yes, I would like to see that. That would be cool.
Yeah, I would like to go there too.
Mardi Gras, New Orleans. That sounds like so fun.
I've been to New Orleans, but not for Mardi Gras.
I don't have any desire to go to Mardi Gras, but one of the cities that I want to go to the most that I've never been to in the U.S. is New Orleans.
So there's like two ways to do New Orleans. There's New Orleans where it has like beautiful gardens and like some of the best food you'll ever eat ever. And then there's like party with like a hurricane on like Bourbon Street.
No, there's a third option, which is what I want to do.
What is that?
Which is you go to New Orleans to do all the ghost haunted stuff.
Nope.
That's
okay.
What I'm trying to do.
You have fun with all your stuff right there. I'm not
Let
trying
to tell you one
I'm
of the most
haunted
cities in America. Some creepy ish.
Where do you think you could pinpoint your obsession with death? When did it start?
I mean, it's not death that I'm obsessed with. I like scary. I like being spooked.
Ew, not
scary.
Me.
Check my bank account. That's something
okay,
scary.
You can go down there and you can do all the ghost stuff and I'll I'll be getting hammered on
Bourbon
Street.
I'll go with Liv, yeah. And Pork Chop will be flashing everybody.
I want to eat crawfish, and I want to get scared.
Okay, and then a few more. Some of these I'm going to skip over. Like, see Cape Cod. That sounds like something my grandma would want to do.
Ooh, wait. Cape Cod. Where is that?
Massachusetts. Cape Cod is in
Maine.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, right?
Oh, I really want to go to Maine. I really want to go up there. I've never been up there
for
in
lobster?
The fall. Yeah, yes. For lobster and seeing the leaves, which makes me sound like I'm 84.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You know what's really cool? Like, I'm from Michigan. I don't know if pork chop's been there, but I'm serious. Not just being a homer from my home state. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things I ever saw. It's called the Tunnel of Trees. And it's just like, it's a road as you head from the Lower Peninsula up north, where when the fall happens and the leaves change colors, it is one of the most beautiful things I've seen. It's a very narrow road. You don't go fast at all on it, but you just wind in and out. I've never seen colors like this before in leaves. It's just so awesome.
Ooh.
It's usually like 3 to 6 weeks where it kind of changes, where it looks great, but
I know it's
pretty
like
cool.
I kind of believe you, but I know that you're also like pretty biased because you have like a hard on for Michigan.
Hardcore.
Just like the state.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't just like say something to say something, but if you've never been, you should check it out.
I'm supposed to be taking a road trip to Michigan this summer.
Where are you going?
Some like dunes.
Sleeping Bear Dunes?
I don't know.
That's like, no, that was voted, I think, by Good Morning America a few years ago. It's like the number one spots to go in the country.
Yeah.
It's a lot of walking, though.
I love going to the dunes, but which are huge, giant, like, sand hills on Lake Michigan.
Yep.
But the thing is that when I was there last summer, two kids died. They drowned.
Oh, my God, Alex!
I know. It was terrifying. The freaking fire truck and all these things, like, started driving onto the beach.
Oh,
we were like,
gosh.
What's going on? And then found that out.
That's very sad. But you always do this.
Yeah,
what are you talking
always,
about?
You do.
Turn it back.
I'm telling you a real life experience.
Okay, then lie to us, dang it. It's too early to hear about dead kids.
Gosh,
what is
know.
This, Murder Monday? Let me wrap it up. Pork Chop, you and I might like this one, and this is coolest in general. It was on there. It said, eat a cheesesteak in Philadelphia, but I think going to Philly, running up the thing where like Rocky ran up like, yeah, yo, Adrian.
I thought that was in Baltimore.
Nope.
Philly. Baltimore, Maryland? No,
I
Philadelphia.
I have a friend who's in Baltimore right now. And they
zero
just
interest
Baltimore
in going to Philadelphia.
And Philly are very close to each other, Liv.
Okay, cool.
I think we have the same friend.
We do have the same friend. Wasn't he in Baltimore?
I don't know. That guy right there, you want to talk about some creepy stuff? How is he everywhere? I don't know. You can tweet us if you're hearing this maybe later on in the podcast, @Joe and Alex Show. Like, what's your top bucket list spot that you would recommend? We'd love to get your suggestions.